Support comes from Gemma, architects, planners, and designers seeking to bring joy to their clients and communities. Details at gemastl.com.
From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Thursday, October 9th. I'm Abby Larico. President Donald Trump has recently referred to autism as a, quote, horrible, horrible crisis. Those living with and alongside the neurological condition are rejecting that characterization.
My daughter's an amazing person that contributes to society and contributes to our family, and she's not a crisis.
STLPR's Jason Rosenbaum speaks with families about their reactions to Trump's comments, his promotion of a highly disputed link between Tylenol use during pregnancy and autism, and the impact this could all have on advocacy efforts. That's coming up after this news on The Gateway. Another man has died in ICE custody at a Missouri jail. Leo Cruz Silva was found unresponsive in his cell at the St. Genevieve County Jail on Saturday, according to the agency. He died just one day after arriving at the facility. Cruz Silva did not have legal status in the United States and was deported to Mexico twice before. Susie Johnson is a volunteer with Abide in Love St. Genevieve, a group that helps ICE detainees at the Southeast Missouri Jail contact their families.
This could very easily be anyone's family member, and it's a tragedy, and I hope that people in our community will stop and think about that.
This is at least the 15th ICE detainee death nationwide and the second in Missouri this year, according to the agency's website. The Missouri State Highway Patrol is investigating the death. In response, community volunteers are planning a vigil outside the St. Genevieve jail on Sunday evening. The U.S. Supreme Court heard an Illinois congressman's case yesterday over the legality of some mail-in ballots. Republican Congressman Mike Bost is challenging an Illinois law that allows mail-in ballots to count if they arrive to election officials up to 2 weeks after Election Day. Bost's attorneys say the Murfreesboro Republican could be electorally harmed by the new law. But Illinois Solicitor General Jane Notes says Bost doesn't have standing to bring the suit and questioned if he's really harmed by the new law since he represents a heavily GOP district.
We are dealing with a very experienced and successful candidate. Congressman Bost has been successfully running for election for 30 years.
Bost's attorneys are trying to overturn a lower court decision that he didn't have the right to bring the case. The ongoing shutdown of the federal government means funding for very small airports will run out on Sunday. STLPR's Jonathan All reports the airport in Quincy is not expecting any changes to service.
The Essential Air Service grants subsidize carriers serving areas without other air options, including Quincy. Airport Director Bill Lance says the suspension of funding comes at a time when the airport is switching from Southern Airways Express to Contour Airlines at the end of the month. Lance says Southern has no plans to change anything, even though they're on their way out.
They've assured us that they're going to continue business as usual. Right now, they're not anticipating this governmental shutdown to affect the operation in the short term for them.
Lance also says Contour has indicated they're ready to start service on November 1st, even if the shutdown is still going. I'm Jonathan All, St. Louis Public Radio.
We also checked in with the Waynesville St. Robert Airport at Fort Leonard Wood. They're also not expecting any changes to service in the foreseeable future. The St. Louis Mayor's Office has confirmed it was a city vehicle that struck a pedestrian bridge into Forest Park. Kara Spencer's office says a Water Division boom truck hit the pedestrian bridge crossing into the park from West Pine Avenue on June 19th. An inspection after the crash found the damage was too severe to fix, and so the bridge will have to be demolished. That's happening this weekend. A capital improvement fund within the city's Board of Public Service will cover the cost of demolition. A spokesman for the city says the Water Division has provided its workers with more training in order to avoid similar incidents. The chill in the air means a new season is finally upon us, hockey season. The Blues will hit their home ice tonight for the season opener against the Minnesota Wild. Fans are hoping head coach Jim Montgomery can pick up where the team left off last season, building momentum late in the year before being eliminated in the first round of the playoffs. Montgomery was hired last year mid-season, so this will be his first opener with the team.
I thought camp was a success, and the fact that we thought we worked really hard. We got a lot accomplished. We got all areas covered. And then how hard camp was. We thought we pushed them hard.
This is also the start of the final season under general manager Doug Armstrong, who will then pass the role to former player and GM-in-waiting Alexander Steen. Armstrong says most of the roster is set and the team is ready.
Yeah, I think there's some excitement. I think that we're a balanced group. It was a hard preseason. I liked our practices.
Fans tuning into the new simulcast on 101 ESPN Radio and FanDuel Sports Network will not hear the voice of longtime Blues broadcaster John Kelly, whose role was eliminated in the new format. In-person festivities begin at 3 this afternoon with a pregame celebration and rally at Union Station. Also starting today, Blues fans in St. Clair County can catch a bus from Belleville to the Enterprise Center. The St. Clair County Transit District and Metro Transit are calling the new line the Blue Note Express. The $10 round-trip bus ride will leave downtown Belleville roughly 60 to 90 minutes before home games. The new bus service will just run on Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. Puck drop tonight is at 7 o'clock. If buses and hockey aren't enough for you, how about trains and soccer? Amtrak's Missouri River Runner will provide a third daily service in the spring, just before the 2026 FIFA World Cup begins. St. Louis Public Radio's Lucretia Wembley reports.
The highly watched World Cup will likely draw large crowds when it comes to Kansas City next summer. Because of this, officials from the Missouri Department of Transportation say the Missouri River Runner will provide one extra run every day between April through June 2026. The train connects St. Louis and Kansas City and currently runs twice a day. MoDOT leaders say $1.7 million of general revenue funds have been approved to fund the extra service. British Airways also recently announced that it will offer flights next year between St. Louis Lambert International Airport and London Heathrow due to the World Cup. I'm Lucretia Wembley, St. Louis Public Radio.
Keep podcasts like The Gateway thriving by becoming a member of St. Louis Public Radio today. Your support ensures that your community stays informed and has access to fact-based local news. Give now at stlpr.org.
A little over 2 weeks ago, President Donald Trump promoted a highly disputed link between Tylenol use during pregnancy and autism. Reaction remains strong. As St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum reports, the area's autistic community contends the Republican president is rolling back progress that helped people with the neurological disorder better integrate into society.
Trump's September 22nd press conference received a decidedly negative reaction when he told pregnant women to, quote, tough it out and not take Tylenol. And he cited the rising rates of the neurological condition over the past couple of decades without mentioning changes in diagnostic criteria or more widespread screening.
The meteoric rise in autism is among the most alarming public health developments in history. There's never been anything like this.
For Jenny Schenck, Trump's comments were not only dispiriting, but hurtful. The St. Louis County resident's daughter is autistic, and she took issue with Trump calling autism a, quote, horrible, horrible crisis.
My daughter's an amazing person that contributes to society and contributes to our family, and she's not a crisis.
Autism affects communication, social skills, motor skills, and sensitivity to light or sound. And autistic St. Louisans like James Turner III say Trump is rolling back progress made to understand the condition better.
It was a big missed opportunity to, you know, where the government could take concrete steps into destigmatizing autism and talking about it.
Afton resident Stacy Hill is the mother of two high-needs autistic children who can't be left alone or operate appliances like ovens or stoves. Hill says Trump's advice for pregnant mothers not to use Tylenol plays into old tropes where women were blamed for their autistic children.
You know, it's what should you be afraid of? Oh, autism is a horrible thing. It destroys families. Boom. People are now afraid of it. And now you have something then for them to blame for it.
In response to criticisms leveled at Trump by St. Louis's autistic community and others, a White House spokesman said, quote, "Getting to the bottom of our autism epidemic is not a mockery of Americans with autism." A spokeswoman for Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. wrote that Trump and his administration are providing what they dub radical transparency by, quote, following the science and sharing critical public health information as soon as it becomes available. But leaders of groups that advocate for autistic people and their families, like Easter Seals Midwest President Jeannie Marshall, say Trump and Kennedy are not doing enough to better integrate people on the spectrum into society.
Everybody deserves the dignity and the respect to have an inclusive environment to grow up in, to go to school in, to work in, to be a part of their community. And that's really what we need to focus on.
The inclusive environment Marshall talked about could include everything from having dimmer lights and quieter music in grocery stores to more robust funding of home health care aides who can care for higher needs autistic people. And Overland resident Story Frederick says governmental leaders should treat autistic people like them not as tragedies, but as human beings.
Autistic people are important, and we serve a very important purpose in society, and we do not need to be fixed.
For now, though, St. Louis's autistic community remains frustrated and fearful by Trump's words and actions. And they say they'll have to work without his administration to reshape a world that was not built for them. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.
Our Fred Ehrlich edited that piece. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri, St. Louis. Music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Abby Larico, and from the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, this has been The Gateway. Thanks for listening.